Okay, we're going to call the meeting of the Lincoln County Fair Board to order on Thursday, November 9th at 10 p.m. And let the minutes show.
10 a.m., sir.
Did I say 10 p.m.?
You did.
10 a.m. Oh, it's late already. Gosh. All right, and Bill Hall and Frank Geltner are both present. Jim Beisman has notified us that he is gone today. And our minutes have been reviewed by email prior to this meeting, and we will both affix our signatures to that.
Yes.
And now we are talking about the...
Sorry, guys.
All right, so we have the hazardous weather shelter request. Tracy, come forward.
Good morning.
As I understand it, we have a draft already in place for the policy and procedures.
Correct.
That you've reviewed.
Correct.
Do you have any comments, Bill?
Wayne has updated this from the document that we prepared, that he prepared last year. Now, I believe you ended up being able to use your church last year, so we didn't end up putting this in place, but basically this covers all the operational matters that have come to the forefront in previous operations, setting forth notification procedures, opening procedures, securing access to the building, and I believe also one thing that's been added at the request of county property management, that we will have porta potties and the restrooms will be locked, and you know, security is covered. I think this covers hopefully all the particulars, and just one thing I want to get on the record. I think everybody here who is interested in this is aware, but if we do decide to authorize this, I've been told the only ongoing conflict that we would have with operation of the shelter is Friday nights because of the prior commitment for Saturday market setup. They are cleared out in time on Saturday, that if the shelter needed to open Saturday night, it could, but it cannot operate on Friday nights.
Right, okay. And as I understand it, this has already been screened by Wayne?
Yes, written by Wayne, as a matter of fact. Yes.
So then we should be free to go ahead and approve this?
Yes, he said if we were fine with it today, we could.
Okay, would you like to make such a motion?
Well, let's make sure everybody is heard from first, maybe, if we could.
Fair Board, John Blockman from County Surveyor.
Yes, thank you.
My staff is in charge of scheduling the fairgrounds, and we would appreciate some direction. And in terms of Commissioner Hall, you indicated that the only ongoing conflict is with the farmers market
mm-hmm.
that goes in on Saturday morning. But what we need to have is some direction as to whether we are to keep the fair exhibit hall open at all times during this period for the use of the emergency shelter, because we do have other requests to use the facility, which could conflict if there was a late call to use it as a emergency shelter. So we'd like some direction from the board as to how to proceed with those requests.
Mm, okay, that's a fair question.
That deal with weather forecasts, I assume?
Well, you know, like if, say, somebody wants to book the exhibit hall for, to say, a mid-January event, we agree to do so, and then bad weather hits, and that would displace the operation of the shelter.
So my question is, how, you've been at this a while, how reliable are weather forecasts?
Well, they change daily. But
yes.
I'll tell you that in the past, we have just, if you guys have something booked, we just aren't open. And,
Yeah. You
know, we can't solve all the problems, but we can solve as many as we can. So
that right. seems like a reasonable approach. So I think if we have...
Is that what you were looking
for? That works perfectly.
Yeah.
Yes, because oftentimes we're scheduling 2 months in advance.
Right.
So we just need to know whether those people were going to be displaced or not. And it sounds from Tracy
yeah.
that they would not be
yeah.
displaced.
I think the understanding will be that paying customers will have a priority.
That's what makes our county go around, right?
Yes, yes. helps cover some of the overhead.
Right, as well as we're looking at opening a day shelter, so they wouldn't be totally lost all day long.
Right, right.
That solves our questions. I would, just as an aside, the porta potties will be delivered next week.
Okay.
So we'll be ready from that point, and I know that Ms. Flowers is going to, you're under the obligation to provide the sharps containers in there. So I think pretty much based upon the agreement that you have in front of you from previous times, we're set to go.
Great. And okay. Did you like Todd wanted to say something?
Along those same lines, we have 4-H events that operate the main exhibit hall as well. We've always bumped those 4-H events for the warming center. We're happy to do that. We just need to be in the email loop so that we know when you're coming in, and we can notify our people.
And can at least some of those events go to the Harney building?
Maybe, or it's easier. Oftentimes they're usually regular events and just skip a day generally. So we make it work. That's no problem. We just need to be in the loop so we know.
Okay.
Well, according to this, you and Michelle are both listed as the personnel who Tracy Flowers will contact.
Perfect. And I think it worked fairly well last year as well. We just need to be sure that we're in that email chain when it happens.
Thank you,
Todd. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have a comment on this topic?
Just information. What time do you open if it is that?
We open at 6, and usually me and another volunteer show up at 5.
Okay,
thank you. Okay. All right, are you ready to proceed?
I am. Mr. Chair, I would move that we authorize County Council to execute this policy and procedure document for operation of the hazardous weather shelter at the Lincoln County Commons Main Hall.
All right, and I will second that. And if there's no further discussion, then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion is approved. And you will let you take that back to whoever.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to go on. Thanks, Tracy. Keep yourself protected, safe.
Thanks.
Healthy.
Doctor's office is next.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Yes. Okay, we're going to talk next about the 2018 fair date. How do we want to begin that?
Well, could we ask Todd to come forward maybe and summarize the report that he's presented to us?
Sure. I emailed this last week, I think, after the OFA meeting. And I don't know that there's anything shocking in there. I probably won't go through it point by point. I think maybe just a brief recap, whatever we do, whatever we do is going to change what we do, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are huge vendor conflicts either direction. If we go to 4th of July, we've got some issues. If we go that week later that we talked about in August, the fourth week, of course, that overlaps with State Fair, and there are huge issues there. The other, I think, notable thing to note is that it would, from the 4-H standpoint, that fourth week is really a non-starter. It would force the 4-H youth to choose between State Fair and our fair. Wouldn't be possible to do both. And in all of the other county agents that I surveyed that had fairs during or after State Fair, they felt like it was very, very detrimental to their 4-H program. So my recommendation would be that we not consider that. I think that would be very harmful to the program. So I think that really leaves us with just a discussion about staying where we are, which obviously is a conflict with Wooden Boat Show, and we understand and appreciate that. Or 4th of July weekend, or the weekend that would be 4th of July weekend, understanding that 4th of July rotates around during the week as the years progress. I don't know that I have a big opinion other than saying I do appreciate Bud and Wooden Boat Show, and although it would be a change, it seems to me that playing nice in the sandbox and supporting our we've always tried to support Bud and the Wooden Boat Show, and I think we have to support our adjoining municipalities, and along those lines, it seems to me that 4th of July is probably the better of the two choices.
Okay. There was one thing in that memo that I wanted to clarify, and that is how we universally assuming we go to that weekend, you said the weekend closest, and that's not always helpful.
It actually would always be I believe it would always be the first weekend of July, but the fourth may fall after the first full weekend of July or before the first full weekend of July. But it would always be the first Saturday, Sunday in July.
Okay, so if the closest is in June, we would always defer to July.
The first full weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
So if Saturday was the first, then our fair would be the 30th, first and second. And if Saturday was the 30th, we would be the 6th, 7th, 8th.
Okay.
Or 7th, 8th.
I know that the Newport Marathon, you know, they have a standard Welcome to Newport sign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's very clear that it's the weekend following Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And so, likewise, if we could have it expressed in a way that no one would possibly confuse it, then
I think the way to say that again is the first full weekend in July.
Yeah, okay.
If we decide to make that change, I will just note for the record that I think it will change what we're doing. In my notes, you saw that rodeo and equestrian events are pretty much out of the question. There are three big rodeos, four, St. Paul, Malala, Lane County Rodeo, and Lapine Frontier Days, all going on that same weekend. So the chances that we will ever do a rodeo in conjunction with fair are pretty minimal at this point. So I think it'll really change the feel of our fair a little bit and be more, I guess my vision would be more of a community-based picnic. Old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. Let's do it like we used to do it 100 years ago and celebrate the 4th and figure out how we work with fireworks on the bayfront and who knows what that takes on. But I think it'll be a significantly different feel. I will also notice that I'm already getting a little bit of pushback from my 4-H group. That's awfully early in the year for raising animals, but our animal program is small, and I think we could make that work. It may be that we end up doing 4-H at the fair, but doing an additional qualifying event sometime later, once those animals have had more time to grow and mature, to get kids off the state fair. We might end up doing a late July just animal exhibition at the fair. And of course, the detractor for that is that then those kids don't get the full experience of a market auction in front of a whole bunch of people, you know, at the county fair, which is what we want to achieve. But we're gonna try it this year and see if we can alter the birth cycle of those animals and get them mature by late June, early July. And if we can, it will be a moot point. If it can't, the following year we may have to do something a little different. Be creative in the way that we handle that.
Well, Mr. Chair, I appreciate all the work that went into Todd's memorandum to us. I appreciate your email with some further thoughts. And just let me say, before we go to a formal motion, I really like the idea of the old-fashioned 4th. I mean, it will be a shame, you know. I know some people really love the rodeo, and yet I didn't hear that much about its absence this year for other reasons. People really love the monster trucks. We've had people talk to us off and on over the years about a destruction derby and if that could ever come together. You know, who knows? I remember when I was a kid in Portland, every 4th of July, going out to Alpenrose Dairy for their patriotic pageant. You know, maybe I wonder if we could get Revolutionary War reenactors or people who dress in costume as some of the founding fathers. You know, we could maybe really ride this to something that's really unique and fun and a great community celebration.
I agree. It's fun to think about the possibilities. I will only note that we built hard over the last 3 years on the date that we were and saw significant success and improvement every year. We will be going back to ground zero, and I expect our first few years will not necessarily be as big as our last couple of years have been. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that means it'll be less of an event or less fun or without the ability to really host a quality event for the community, and I think that's what we're really trying to do.
It'll just be different, and you and Michelle and all the volunteers, you know, you've been innovative. I mean, after the carnival folded up shop, you know, people said, oh no, you can't have a fair without a carnival. Yet, frankly, I heard the last carnival people grousing, well, only 6 rides and they were so expensive. And, you know, between the bouncy castles and the pony rides and the monster truck rides for kids and the face painting, I keep hearing people say there's a ton of stuff, plus all the great yummy fair food. There's a ton of stuff in the animals to keep kids entertained and make it a great family event. So, you know, you've proved the last couple of years you can have a successful fair without a carnival. So I'm going to expect great success for this.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a kind of an interesting challenge.
Mm-hmm. It is a real challenge, no doubt. And that's okay. Yeah. When we took this on 3 years, 4 years ago now, we didn't expect anything but. And, you know, I think again, it can be successful. You know, we may take a little heat, and it definitely will alter what we're doing. But I think it can still be the quality community event that we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about, you know, if you've ever spent 4th of July on the Bayfront, it's like a madhouse down there, you know. And then I was thinking, well, it's at 10 o'clock at night, so it's not easy to have an event after the fireworks, but...
Before.
Yeah, but, you know, there are all kinds of interesting ideas. So, anyway, thank you both for really stepping up and offering to create the solution that we needed. Really. All right. Well, Mr. Hall, would you like to make a motion?
Sure. Does anybody else want to be heard on this?
Yes.
I just want to make a comment. Roy Kane.
John, would you mind coming up? Because get your remarks on the tape for sure.
Again, John Wolfenschmidt, County Surveyor. Roy Kenyon, County Public Works Director, is not here, and the city has not left the room. I just want to check with Todd as to whether we have traffic control issues dealt with on the switch of the date from one day to the other, because that has been an issue, along with the closing of Harney Street with the city of Newport. And before a date is finalized, that is something that should really be addressed with the city.
So Roy has always taken care of that.
Right.
And it's my understanding, although it could be wrong, that is part of the agreement with the Harney Street addition, that during fair we were able to close that. I hadn't even considered it. You know, when we changed the date from July to August, it was no issue at all. We just notified them of the date and they changed it. It's probably worth noting that 4th of July weekend, where things are busy in town, although I will say that with all the emergency planning that we did this year for the eclipse, that was never an issue this year either. So I wouldn't expect that to be an issue, but it might be worth noting in the motion that pending Roy's discussions with the city to make sure that's not an issue.
I think that's probably prudent to consider.
Okay. Do anyone know why Derek was here?
I would imagine interest in the warming shelter agreement. He had contacted me and Wayne about that, and because the city, you know, people have been encouraging the city to support the development of a permanent warming shelter, and Tracy is working on a site, but they haven't been able to get modifications made, that's why they wanted to pursue the agreement to use the exhibit hall this year.
Yes, I agree. Typically, the discussion on the closing of Harney Street is a discussion between Roy Kenyon, County Public Works Director, and Tim Gross, City Public Works Director.
Okay.
The school
school's out by then.
But school's not in session. Yeah. Was it in session this year when we were? No, that's what I thought. Okay. So it's the same difference in that regard. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion that we...
Did you have a comment?
I'll say something just because I want to say a thank you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you moving the date. I think it's in the long run, it's going to be really healthy for both organizations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hope that we can participate in the fair ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say this year, it was a tough act to follow honoring Tom McAdams, okay? But we've got the Northwest Pacific Steamboat Society. They've already signed up 18 steamboats.
Cool.
And then we're combining it with Georgia Pacific Family Day. So they'll have bouncy houses and a carnival kind of a thing going on at the same time. So I just want to let you know that we appreciate what you did. And I know it's a big ask, but we appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, very good.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that pending agreement with City of Newport for closure of Harney Street, that we authorize the rescheduling of the Lincoln County Fair to the first full weekend in July, beginning with the 2018 fair event. I don't know where 14 came from.
Okay, I'll second that. And let's see, I was going to... When are we likely to be actually doing something out there that's going to even prevent them from doing anything? Do you think that's a couple of years off yet?
I think so, realistically. At one point I was hoping we might be ready to do something after the 2018 fair. I'm thinking now probably best case scenario would be 2019. And, you know, hopefully with enough notice and that ongoing gift of creativity, which is your blessing and curse, you know, depending on how much of a footprint of the grounds is, you know, occupied, whether they'd have to go to an entirely different site for 1 year or maybe with a temporary tent like the seafood and wine tent or something. I guess that's something that'll just have to be explored as construction plans and timelines evolve.
All right, I just wanted to make sure.
But that's a fair question.
Brought that up.
Keep in the forefront of our thoughts.
All right, if there is no further discussion, then we'll vote on this motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. And thank you very much. Now it's
thanks everybody.
It's time for our OSU Extension and 4-H update.
I have just one piece of business. We formed a new 4-H dog project. This will be our third dog club. It's interesting from the standpoint that it's not a typical agility and showmanship club like traditional 4-H clubs are. The mission of this particular club is to produce comfort and service animals. Hmm. So animals that would be trained to primarily participate in service learning projects, taking them into nursing homes and old folks' homes to give the elderly patients that can't necessarily have a dog in their facility the ability to interact with pets. And there's some significant research that says that's very, very good for elderly members of our community. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a great club. It is going to meet at the Harney Building. The request as it involves you folks is the volunteer that's doing this club or doing the learning also does the same thing for adults. And she does that on a fee-for-service basis, and it's convenient for her to piggyback the 4-H club and the adult club back-to-back on the same day. It would take place in the Harney Building. It's about a 2-month commitment, one day a week. And she has budgeted $150 for the facility, for facility charges, to for the adult session, which obviously wouldn't be a 4-H group. I told her that I would bring that to you. She does have the required commercial insurance, and we'll be sure we get that binder in place. And it seems reasonable to me for what she's doing, and she is willing to contribute back. She's not getting the fee she charges the adults is not staggering, and she is offering something. So I would ask you to consider renting her the Harney facility for essentially 8 or 9 events in December and January for $150 flat fee.
I would move to authorize the request.
I'll second that. And so for discussion purposes, mm-hmm. I want to be sure I understand the distinction between what you would do as a sponsored event versus what you're asking, which is essentially to have us treat it as a separate rental.
As I see this, it would be a separate rental. It would be no different maybe than the Dog's Truck Show that we do, where she will, or maybe like PEC, maybe is a better example when we do Pacific Equestrian. They paid you guys $1,000 for 10 events, and it's a separate rental. You guys get the money. All I was offering to do, because she's a 4-H leader, is bring that proposition to you. But it would, her adult club would be a separate rental outside of 4-H youth development.
So is this something John gets involved with?
We would schedule it based upon the request if the board so approves.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other comments about that request? All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion is passed. Thank you. Anything else on the update for 4-H or OSU Extension?
Do I have anything else?
Yeah. Frank is asking if you have anything else.
I said I have nothing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right. Then we have master plan refinement update. I don't suppose we're going to talk about that today.
Actually, briefly, I could give a report. Since our last meeting, the Board of Commissioners formally approved the transfer of this contract to the new consulting firm, as Mr. Belmont mentioned last month. It is actually going to be the same consulting team that has already been engaged and has started work on the project, but they are working for a new firm. So that has been completed, and as he reported last month, that I believe this is going to push back our initial timelines to some degree, but not significantly, and I don't know exactly how. Hopefully we'll have a word on that next month.
Okay. All right. As far as you know, is Kevin Greenwood, is he officially on board?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he's going to help with work with the firm, I think, in making contacts, developing the steering committee, and helping them set up and publicize the next round of public input meetings.
All right, very good. Yeah. County staff update, anything? Anything else?
Nope.
All right. I guess as far as public comment goes, we don't anybody have
not much public here.
Don't have
what public was here about Moose
is gone. And thank you guys again, and thank you for taking care of the artwork and the displays that we get to come and judge. Mm-hmm. It's very much.
Already churning on how to make this work for Colleen with the new date.
Yeah,
so
because it's going to be a challenge. We're making work.
Yeah, I know. Okay, very good. Well, if there's nothing else for the good of the order, we are adjourned.
Thank you.